Welcome to Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman. Today, Pastor Huffman will be sharing a message with biblical truths that will help establish you in your relationship with Jesus, build your life upon the Word of God, and empower you by the Holy Spirit to live victoriously. And now, here is Pastor Daryl Huffman.
Jesus' kingdom is forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Amen? Woo, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, what's that authority and dominion and kingdom for? He said it's for us who believe. Well, what's that authority over all these demons and over all this stuff for? Let's read on. Verse 22. And he has put all things under his feet and has appointed him the universal and supreme head of the church. Now, here's the part you got to get. A headship exercised throughout the church. Let's break it on down to good old tri-state lingo. That is exercised to all the folks that live here right now that are fighting off all the problems that are coming their way. Amen? A headship exercised throughout every person who will submit themselves to Jesus. In other words, if I submit myself to the Lord and King of this kingdom, he will exercise his dominion and authority with and through me. Amen? He'll exercise his dominion and authority through me. How many of you know, when you go back and read the Old Testament, you ever read about David? You know, David fought battles until he became king, and then David took all his authority and set up his ranks and rule and sent his soldiers out, and they would go out and fight. And whenever they'd conquer the enemy, they'd call David, and he'd go out there and take the crown off of his head, and then they'd declare David's kingdom, and they'd take the authority over. But the people were exercising David's authority out there defeating all the enemies that were coming against Israel. Amen. You know what the Lord is saying to us right here? God has raised him up, given him a kingdom, given him authority and dominion over everything that's in this world and the one to come. And now Jesus is Lord, is head of the church, and he's exercising that headship, that lordship, that kingship through you and me. And now he's seated at the right hand of God, ruling and reigning. And now he's releasing his power and authority for you and me to go out and conquer the enemy and defeat our enemies and gain territory for the kingdom of God. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Notice what he says here. He says, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. For in the body lives the full measure of him who makes everything complete and who fills everything everywhere with himself. In other words, the Lord is saying, in you, I am going to pour my entirety. I'm going to pour my fullness in, and you're going to go out and use my authority and my power, exercise my headship and defeat enemies, conquer the enemies, and take the kingdom of God and advance it and influence the world under my authority. Amen. That's why Zechariah said, it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, Zechariah 4. What's he saying? You're not to go out in your name. You're not to go out in your power. You're not to go out here and try to fight the enemy in your skill. You're to go out under the authority and the covering of your Lord and your King and operate under the dominion of the kingdom of God. That's why Jesus said, when you lay hands on the sick, lay hands on them in my name and they shall be healed. That's why he said, when you deal with demons, cast them out in my name and then they'll leave. Praise God. Why? They won't listen to you, but they have to obey the King. Hallelujah. And the King is exercising his authority through you and me. So that means that, bless God, 2 Corinthians 5, I'm an ambassador for Christ. And if I go out as an ambassador for Christ, then Christ is going to operate. And you have to listen to my words just like you listen to Jesus, because it's the same as him telling you when I tell it to you. Hallelujah. Oh, my. If the church ever gets a hold of this, we'll become more than conquerors. Hallelujah. We won't just talk about it. We'll do it. Praise God. We'll walk around in victory, and we won't be afraid when the enemy tries to stick his head up, because we'll know greater is he that's in us and he that's against us. And we'll know that our God has already given us the victory, and we'll go into battle just like the children of Judah did. For the Lord is good, and his mercy endures forever, singing and shouting and praising, waiting on God to set ambushments against the enemy. And we're not going out to defeat the enemy. They're already defeated. We're going out to reap the spoil. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not fighting sickness, I'm reaping healing. I'm not fighting poverty, I'm reaping prosperity. I'm not going out here fighting oppression, I'm reaping joy and happiness. Why? Because my king has already defeated those things, and I'm just going out like the children of Judah, praising God and picking up the spoils. Hallelujah. Walking under the authority of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He exercises his authority through you and me. Amen? But we have to operate in that authority. Remember what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 4:20? For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. That word word there, simply it's logos or speech. In other words, it's just not talking a good game. The word power there is dunamis, miraculous power. The kingdom of God is not just us going around saying, well, I believe in the Lord. The kingdom of God is us walking around demonstrating our belief in the Lord. See, you and I have to change our mindset. We're expecting the king to get off his throne and go fight the battle. But he's already fought the battle. He's already conquered the devil. God has already told the heaven has to bow to him. He's already said the earth can be filled with his spirit. And he's already declared him Lord of Lords. Now, Jesus is Lord, and he exercises authority through you and me. And the kingdom of God is not just us talking about what Jesus did, but it's us walking in the power of what he did. It's us experiencing his power. It's us experiencing his grace. It's us walking in the revelation of who we are in Christ and that we are kingdom citizens of the kingdom of God. Amen? Look over back over here in Matthew's gospel, the 4th chapter. The Lord Jesus demonstrates to us how we're supposed to live. You know, he is the example. If you're going to follow somebody, follow your king. Amen? Amen? In Matthew chapter 4 and verse 23, the Lord is preaching. And the Bible says this, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Hallelujah. What's he talking about? What are you talking about here? I'm talking about this. The Lord Jesus Christ went out and declared the kingdom and then released the power of the kingdom. Amen. In other words, my kingdom has power to heal. My kingdom has power to set you free. My kingdom wants to rule over your life and set you free from the kingdom of darkness and sin. My kingdom has dominion. And so Jesus just went out and preached the good news of the kingdom of God and then demonstrated what the kingdom of God would do. Are you hearing me? You hear what I'm saying, folks? Here's the thing. The kingdom of God has to be greater than the kingdom of darkness or you couldn't get saved. But the Bible says in Romans 10:13 that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So that means the kingdom of God has greater power than the kingdom of darkness because where sin did abound, grace now does much more abound. And where your sin separated you from God, now the grace of God reunites you with God. Amen? So what's that mean? The kingdom of God is greater than the kingdom of darkness because if it wasn't, you and I would be in bondage all of the time. Satan would rule and have dominion over us. But how many of you found out you can pray and get victory right in the midst of a struggle? Prayer has great power and the kingdom doesn't. How many of you found out that you can speak your faith and move a mountain? So if the kingdom isn't greater, the mountain wouldn't move. See, the kingdom of God is in power, and Jesus demonstrated that while he was here on this earth. And he went around, and what would he do? He would proclaim the kingdom, and then he'd release the power of the kingdom. You and I have been caught up in not realizing that we have dual citizenship. Are you listening to me? We have a citizenship right here with this nation. We're citizens of America. We can say this, we're citizens of the earth. Are you listening to me? I have a dual citizenship. You know, when I go to other countries, they say, you know, of what nationality of origin are, I always put United States of America, USA on there. I have a citizenship here. And that citizenship, I identify with my nation. I identify with the people here. I'm identified with this nation. Amen? If I go out, I mean, I was over in one country. I was in Albania. And I walked out, and one of the guys looked at me, and he goes, you're not from here, are you? I said, no, I'm not. I want to go, thank God. But I didn't. Hallelujah. I love the folks in Albania. It was a great time. But he was looking at me, and he says, I'm Albanian. And he was proud of it, and I appreciate that, you know. I was glad to see he was standing there with his shoulders back. And I looked at him, I went, I'm American. And he smiled real big, says, "That's good." And he shook my hand. Hallelujah. And walked off. Hallelujah. And you know what? I didn't have a bitter problem declaring my citizenship. You should be proud of the nation that you represent and the part, and you should participate in it, and you should be involved in it, and you should, you know, stand strong for it. Amen. But at the same time, I have citizenship in heaven. I'm a kingdom citizen. Hallelujah. And the thing about it is this, I need to operate in a greater reality of my kingdom citizenship than I do my earthly citizenship. Are you hearing me? I need to understand that now, according to Colossians 1, 12, 13, and 14, I'm to give thanks unto the Father who has now made me able or qualified me to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Why? Because he has now delivered me, drawn me out from the authority of the kingdom of darkness and drawn me to himself and placed me in the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom I now have redemption through his blood. So therefore, I'm redeemed by the blood. I'm delivered from sin. I'm delivered from darkness. I'm not a citizen of the kingdom of darkness. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And why is it so important that we grasp that and make it a part? You can't rule over the kingdom of darkness until you know you're a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. Because you have to know that Jesus is your Lord and your King, and he wants to exercise his dominion through you. And it's you who has to take his name. It's you who has to set things free. It's you who has to stand up. And like I said, we don't go out and fight sin. We go out and reap righteousness. We don't go out and fight sickness. We go out and reap healing. We don't go out and fight poverty. We go out and reap prosperity. Why? Because our King has already defeated those things for us. Now we are to go out and praise him and exercise his power in our life. If you're operating as a citizen of the earth, you're going to be struggling with all those things every day of your life. But the moment you get the revelation you're a citizen of the kingdom of God and Jesus is Lord and he's already provided these things and you have dominion and authority, then you can begin to exercise your faith and begin to release the power of God in that situation. Hallelujah. I know it may not seem real to you, but I want you to take a finger and point right here at your chest and say, I'm a powerhouse for God. The power of God dwells in me. I'm a citizen of the kingdom of God because Jesus is my Lord and Jesus is my King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God isn't just us walking around and saying, well, I believe in the Lord. The kingdom of God is us demonstrating that we believe in the Lord. And trusting our Lord to release that power in that situation to bring to pass what he said we can have. Amen? Now, go back to Mark's gospel, the first chapter. Mark chapter 1, we find two key things that we need to know about the kingdom of God. First found in verse 15.
That concludes today's message. We hope that you have enjoyed listening to the broadcast and that you've been encouraged, challenged, and strengthened by today's word. To receive your copy of today's message, visit us online at darylhuffman.org and click the link This Week on Radio. You can also order by calling us at 304-733-4423. Once again, that's 304-733-4423. To order by mail, just write to us at Daryl Huffman Ministries, P.O. Box 940, Huntington, West Virginia, 25712. Thanks again for listening to today's message. Faith That Overcomes is made possible by New Life Team Partners and Daryl Huffman Ministries. For more information on becoming a partner with this ministry, visit us at darylhuffman.org and click the partner link or call 304-733-4423. Once again, thank you for joining us today on Faith That Overcomes with Dr. Daryl Huffman.